The state's Public Health Council approved the draft regulations on medical marijuana drawn up by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. Under the law approved by voters last November, up to 35 dispensaries will open in communities across the state, but not for the next several months. In the meantime, cities and towns have begun working on modifying their zoning bylaws to determine suitable locations for any potential dispensaries. On Tuesday, the City of Pittsfield's Community Development Board gave a unanimous positive recommendation on a zoning petition that would specify rules as to where and how a dispensary could operate in the city. CJ Haas, Pittsfield's city planner, spoke about the zoning petition.
I mean, I feel that what's been proposed is very fair. You know, we tried to make this fairly simple of what we're asking.
The petition, if adopted by the City Council, would require, among a handful of restrictions, that no dispensaries operate within 500 feet of a private or public school. It would also require that dispensaries be located in a zoned business or commercial district. A dispensary must also seek a special permit from the city to open. CJ Haas again.
So it wouldn't just be a by right use where someone could come in and just open up a medical marijuana treatment center. They would have to go through our Community Development Board and our Zoning Board of Appeals to get approvals.
Haas said that items including traffic would be a factor under consideration for approval by the Zoning Board of Appeals and Community Development Board. The zoning petition will head back to the City Council, where the issue will be considered after two public hearings. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi spoke with WAMC after he proposed zoning restrictions in late February. Bianchi said that he wanted to begin the process of zoning for dispensaries early because of the likelihood that Pittsfield would be selected as a suitable location.
According to the state, every county is going to be mandated to have one of these facilities. And I can only assume that being the largest community in the county that we would be selected.
Although by law, communities cannot outwardly refuse a dispensary without reason, Attorney General Martha Coakley has given cities and towns the option to adopt a 12 to 18 month moratorium on medical marijuana dispensaries, allowing time for the communities to adopt their own zoning laws. At an annual town meeting in Stockbridge, scheduled for later this month, voters would decide on enacting such a moratorium. If approved, the town would prepare zoning rules for consideration at its next annual meeting in 2014. Some concerns over the finalized medical marijuana regulations have also been presented by the medical community. The Massachusetts Medical Society, while largely pleased with the Department of Public Health's regulations, said some raise concerns. Bill Ryder of the MMS said that the regulations plan to create a public database that would include information on physicians that prescribe medical marijuana could result in patients doctor shopping.
This is something that should be done between a patient and their treating physicians as part of their normal treatment. It shouldn't be that people seek out people who specialize in this kind of area.
The Society also objects to specific rules that would allow experimental use of medical marijuana to children in life-limiting situations. The MMS claims that there is evidence to prove that marijuana use is harmful to the developing brain. The Society also claims that a loophole would allow nurse practitioners to certify patients, which they say is contrary to the language of the law adopted by voters. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.